Okay, let's do another one. This is also on Patricia Outlaw, OUTLAW, Patricia. Date this one for 5/6. No, we did that one. Date this one for 7/9/2025. The patient currently is in 12th benefit period from 5/29/25 to 7/27/25. Ms. Outlaw is in for face-to-face evaluation. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. So let's see. The 69-year-old woman is currently in hospice with history of CVA. Person also has hypertension, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, DJD, chronic pain, hyperlipidemia, recurrent TIAs. Patient is no longer able to ambulate. Patient is bed confined. Her KPS is at 25 centimeter. Patient is retaining some fluid in the lower extremity, which is multifactorial. Patient's PPS is at 30%. Appears to be more confused, oriented to person only. Patient with dysarthric speech. Since her stroke in 2024, patient has definitely her mental status has definitely worsened. Sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day, requires 24/7 supervision to be able to live. ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, bowel, of course, bed bound. As was mentioned, TPS continues to be at 30%. LMAC has dropped from 26 to 25 centimeter. Decreased weight, decreased functional ability, decreased mentation, increased aspiration, decreased appetite, are all consistent with worsening condition. Requires turning every 2 hours. Appetites fluctuate. Appetite is diminished as well with a childlike appetite. Person requires wound care on her sacral wound stage 3. Which is showing improvement. Patient, no, actually just take that off. Forget the wound thing. The repositioning is important because she had suffered from sacral decubitus in the past. Let's put it that way. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. So also put down, patient currently requires lorazepam for her episodic anger and outbursts and agitation, especially in the evening. Due to natural progression of the disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.